get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little. All right, welcome to another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Welcome, Dave Pezzo, of course, my producer, of course, here at White Noise Radio, White Noise Records, of course.
I am so ecstatic to be here. I almost can't keep it in my pants.
Really? What can you keep in your pants?
It is amazing.
What can't you keep in your pants? No, we want to know that.
Well, the fact that the Carty Brothers are coming, I'm so souped.
Oh, you're so souped.
They're amazing.
What kind of soup? Chicken soup? Minestrone?
Tomato.
Okay, tomato. Okay. Ooh, tomato soup. All right. And then, of course, before that, we have phony calls. I'm going to try to get Paula Duran, one of Rolla's co-workers. She used to work with Olympia Sports, of course. And then after that, we're going to get Stephen Hogan from AIDS Project Rhode Island.
Like Hulk Hogan?
Yes, like Hulk Hogan almost.
Awesome.
Yes. Then we get Rolla back here on the Losers Hub of the Derek Shapiro Show. And then, of course, Nick Ronapee, Carty. I can't wait for them to arrive. You know, I just can't wait.
Yeah, they're going
to
dress up as those South Park characters they always do in those commercials.
Really? You think so?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Now Dave, you have one of your artists again going to be...
Yes, here at White Noise Records, we do many different bands and venues and all sorts of stuff. In fact, we just sponsored the Rock Hunt, which was fun.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was a good thing for us. And this band is called Emerdiverse. They have a couple singles that we're releasing.
Okay.
So this one is called Your Least Favorite Song.
Your Least Favorite Song?
Yes.
Well, it's not my least favorite song, no.
Well, it could be. Could you never be. Know.
Okay, so what's the band called again?
Oh, Murderverse.
Oh, Murderverse. Your least favorite song here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Show.
Hardy's Furniture presents the 20th Annual AIDS Walk Rhode Island.
Walk like you've never walked before.
Sunday, June 3rd, 2007, at Roger Williams Park Carousel in Providence, Rhode Island.
A 3-mile walk to benefit the programs and services of AIDS Project Rhode Island.
Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 10 a.m.
Join Honorary Chairman Mayor David N. Cicilline, Eyewitness News anchor Karen Adams, Coast 93.3 Morning Show host Tad Lemire and Brian Mulhern, and DJed by Alexander Entertainment.
And myself, Rola.
And myself, me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
So register online at www.aidsprojectri.org. Sponsored by Cardi's Furniture, 93.3 Coast FM, WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Rola Zone, www.rolazone.com, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, with phony calls, of course. And the phony call segment now, of course, we have to help from using a cell phone, of course. Okay, we're going to do this on Rola's co-worker, Paula. Okay.
Duran.
Okay, Paula Duran. Okay, I'm going to do this phony call segment.
My name is Brad Spade.
Brad Spade. My name is Brad Spade for this, okay? Yes, I'm looking for Paula Duran. This is Brian Spade calling about the purchase of the Brother TV.
Huh?
I'm looking for Paula Duran.
She's not working tonight.
She's not?
No.
Okay. Oh, this is Paula's co-worker.
Who's calling?
This is Brian Spade calling about the purchase of her brother's TV.
Brian, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This is Brian Spade.
Brian.
Like David Spade? Like David Spade? You know, the actor?
Okay.
I'm a cousin to him, but that doesn't matter. But I'm calling about the purchase of Paula Duran's television. Hello? Hello? I'm going to try to do it. Oh, let me do it. Yes, I'm looking for Paula Duran.
Yep, hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paula Duran?
No, it's not. Derek, what do you want?
You know it's me?
Yeah, what do you want? We're busy.
Oh, shoot, you're on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm trying to get you for a phony call, Simon, but I guess you got me. That was the awfulest phony call time I ever had. That is pretty awesome. Well, yeah, that's funny.
Hey, I told you that. You should have
had
somebody else do it.
Oh, shoot. Well, I guess that didn't go well. All right, well, up next is Stephen Hogan from AIDS Project Rhode Island. But first, here is Akon featuring Snoop Dogg with I Wanna Love You here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
By your coattail, take it to the motel, wholesale, don't tell, won't tell, baby say I don't talk dog, but she told on me, oh well, take a picture with me, what the flick gon' do, baby stick to me, and I'ma stick on you, if you pick me, then I'ma pick on you, Vigo double G, and I'm here to put this on you, I'm stuck on you, so and yours is right, rip riding the poles and them doors is tight, and I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night, cause we so, and baby don't be so polite.
Once again. and then they all got cheese. So you're looking at me now, what it's gonna be? Just another tease, far as I can see. Trying to get you up out this club. If it means spending a couple dubs, throwing about 30 stacks in the back, make it rain like that. Cause I'm far from the scrubs. You know my pedigree. Ex dealer used to move better means. Girl, I spend money like it don't mean nothing. And besides, I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna love you. You already know I wanna love you. You already know,
sitting in the back in the smoker section. Bird's eye, I got a clear view. You can't see me, but I can see you. It's cool, we jet, the mood is set. Your pleats are wet, you're rubbing your back and touching your neck. Your body is moving, you're humping and jumping. Your teeth are bouncing, you're smiling and grinning and looking at me.
Girl, and while you're looking at me, I'm ready to hit the caddy right up on the patio. Move the patty to the caddy. Baby, you got a patty, the type I like to marry. Wanting to just give you everything, and that's kinda scary. Cause I'm loving the way you shake. Bouncing got me tipping my glass. Normally don't get caught up too fast, but I got a thing for you. I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know.
Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me next month for episode number 14. We're going to be broadcasting from the AIDS Walk 2007 on Sunday, June 3rd, but broadcasting when you can hear it on the derekshapiroshow.com on June 15th, of course, with Karen Adams from WPRI, Channel 12, and Fox Providence. And you can join me with Mayor David N. Cicilline, and of course, Ted and Brian from Coast 93.3 FM. Join me again next month, June 15th, on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. All right, welcome now to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Mr. Stephen Hogan, Development Director from the AIDS Project Rhode Island, welcome.
Thank you so much, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Yes, can't wait for the Cotties brothers when they arrive here.
Yes,
you know, after
very
you.
Excited.
Yes, well, actually after you first, then Rolla, then the Cotties, actually. But now, first of all, now you're here because, of course, the AIDS Walk happening June 3rd, and my son's here in the studio too, River, you know.
Doing a fantastic job.
Yes. And Rolla's getting ready to be interviewed, of course. Bring the family to work, you know, that's good.
Yeah, definitely, why not?
Yeah.
So if you don't have any downtime, that's where they gotta be.
Exactly. But first of all, now we're here because of the AIDS Walk, of course. You also develop a lot of other events, such as Dining Out for Life that you did last month, of course.
Yep.
Tell me a little about that.
Dining Out for Life, it was a major success this year. We're really excited. It's the third year that we've done it, and in years past we had around 3, 4, 5 restaurants. This year we bumped it up to 11.
Really?
Had a great response. Everybody had a fantastic time. The weather held out because we were a little concerned about that from all the rain that was happening. But it was fantastic.
Really?
Pretty much what happens is that participating restaurants agree to donate 25% of their proceeds
really?
To us for the entire evening, excluding alcohol.
Sure.
So it ends up to be a good amount of money. And then we also had a raffle that was involved where the patrons and the folks that were coming into the restaurants, they would be able to qualify for 2 airline tickets to anywhere in the continental United States.
Really?
So that really drew in a lot of good people too.
Sure.
And I've heard nothing but positive things. Everybody was really excited. We had a great showing. There were restaurants that were completely packed and had to turn folks away. So we had to try to figure out what other restaurants weren't busy at that time and send them over to there. And
sure.
It was nuts.
Were there all restaurants in Providence or some other cities too?
Nope. What we tried to do is do the greater Providence area this year. So we did get Garden Grill, which is in Pawtucket as well.
Really?
So we had mostly Providence and then the Garden Grill in Pawtucket. And we're hoping to expand it next year. We had tried to get some restaurants down in South County and Newport and those areas.
Sure.
They weren't able to commit at the time. So hopefully they'll see the major success that we had this year and definitely jump on for next year.
What were some of the restaurants, if you can mention, that were involved?
We had Zuma, which was our host restaurant, which is on Atwells Avenue. There was Cav, Garden Grill, Gracie's Bar and Grill, Three Steeples Street, Pacarang. New Rivers, which had signed on, but unfortunately they had a fire, so they weren't able to participate.
What's
that
the name
night.
Of that now?
New Rivers.
New Rivers and River. My son River.
Exactly.
Yes.
Then we also had Pizza Co., Blaze, Chez Pasquale. So we had a really great show. In the Rue as well.
Chez Pasquale, where is that?
That's on Hope Street.
Hope Street, yes. Yep. I've been by that before.
Yeah, okay. Great
that
food.
That looks good. What type of food is that?
French.
French. Ooh,
yes.
That's nice.
Very good food.
And how many hours do you have to put in a day being development director of AIDS Project Rhode Island?
Well, the average of my work for the week is about 50 to 55 hours.
Wow.
My boss would shoot me if he knew how much I'm really working. But it takes a lot of work. It's
right.
Unfortunately, I'm the only person in the development department as well.
Sure.
So it's pretty much I do all the development stuff from fundraising to public relations to communicating, some volunteers, and really putting all the legwork into all the events.
Sure.
So it's a lot of work.
So public relations, and I want to thank you for helping me, you know, even stronger get the Cotties here.
Oh, no problem.
And of course, you're helping me get Cicilline next month
when
I broadcast, and Karen Adams, of course, agreed to do it, you know.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's going to be cool because I'm going to be broadcasting for the first time on location, you know, and take the show on the road. So that's going
to
be really
cool. Which is great. We're really excited to have you guys there.
Yes, thank you. And also, too, you're fairly new to this position, of course.
Yes.
At the AIDS Project Rhode Island, of course. What did you do before this?
I did a lot of different things.
Really?
I worked at the Rhode Island Coalition Against Domestic Violence
right
out of college.
Okay.
I had done my internship with them, and
sure.
they were really impressed and created a position, and that's where I had gone. I was the public relations communications associate there.
Sure.
I worked at Ocean State Action
for
a little while as an administrator, and then over to Marriage Equality Rhode Island.
Sure.
Did a lot of work with them, also helped out with their PR and a lot of their events that they were having. Then moved over to Community HIV AIDS Mobilization Project, which is a nationwide nonprofit.
Okay.
They had moved up to the Rhode Island area, and so I helped them pretty much establish themselves as an organization in Rhode Island and do my best to help them.
Sure.
Getting... what's the word I'm looking for? Getting equipped or understood on how people work in Rhode Island.
Sure.
they're from New York and Philadelphia, and coming here, it's a bit of a culture shock because we all know Rhode Islanders are like no other people in the world.
Yes, exactly.
And then I moved over to APRI.
Sure, sure. And also, are you originally from Rhode Island or another state?
Nope. Okay. I grew up in Cranston. I went to high school in Pawtucket. I did some college in Connecticut and then transferred to Rhode Island College, and I'm a grad from Rhode Island College.
Really? Because my friend Lenny Schwartz, who was here on my last radio show, he puts on plays now. He's a graduate from the theater part.
Yes.
So what did you study at Rhode Island College?
Communications with a concentration in public relations and a minor in marketing and advertising.
Oh, so communications. Okay,
yeah.
Sure. So, you said you grew up in Cranston. Whereabouts in Cranston did you grow up?
A couple places. Yeah. Mostly on the western side. I lived with my grandmother for years and my father, and we lived off of Phoenix Avenue on the western side.
Okay.
And then I moved over to Garden Hills
okay.
in that area.
Garden Hills, because I lived... I grew up Dean Estates near, not in Dean Estates, but Glen Woods, I guess, right behind Mishinica Valley Apartments.
Yeah.
And now my parents live in Garden City. And my grandparents, they live at Scituate Vista Apartments off of Scituate Avenue.
Yeah.
So
I know those places very well.
So how the hell did you actually go to Pawtucket School?
Well, my parents were divorced, and I ended up moving in with my mother into Pawtucket. Sure. So
what part of Pawtucket?
A couple places there too.
Really?
We lived on off of Newport Ave on Lee Street.
Sure.
So I went to Goff Junior High for a year, and then over to Tolman, and I moved over to Kenyon Avenue next to Kirby McCabe.
Yeah, because my dad grew up in Pawtucket, and then he moved to Cranston. So
how funny.
He went to Tolman, and then he went east. But I went to Cranston West, you know.
Yep.
So, all right. So we're gonna be taking a little break. We're gonna be playing a song now, and the song we're gonna be playing is. It's a new song off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. It is by Neil Salisbury. And no tomorrow morning here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Young men burning on, turning on to anger. Young men, watch yourself. You're turning into danger. Gotta steal your course.
Body piercing, everything from fine line design, custom designs, old school design, new school design, body piercing with a huge selection of body jewelry. Walk-ins welcome, appointments preferred. Great prices, great quality. Go visit them online at www.inkattheunderground.com. Again, www.inkattheunderground.com. Or go visit them at Underground Tattoo at 204 Pulaski Boulevard in Bellingham, Mass. Again, Underground Tattoo, 204 Pulaski Boulevard in Bellingham, Mass. Their phone number is 5- 508-928-2392. Again, 508-928-2392. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course. And I'll get back to the topic of the AIDS walk, of course. Of course, we're back here with Stephen Hogan. No relation to Hulk Hogan, of course.
No, you know, no, though I was teased a lot when I was little, so I used to say he was my uncle.
Yes. And now they have that
the reality show
on VH1 or whatever. The Hogans now, so you know. Now tell me about, what do you think about the most misconception about the AIDS viruses today?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Yes.
I think probably would be that the misconceptions of how you can get HIV and AIDS, mm-hmm. and also the folks that are infected. A lot of people still see it as a gay disease or gay men's disease, even.
Exactly.
And it's so not true. The highest growing population right now is African-American females that are heterosexual. Same mm-hmm. with Latina females that are heterosexual and usually in a monogamous relationship, or what they believe to be in a monogamous relationship.
Really?
Where their partner is either going outside of the relationship or doing something else. So it's a little scary.
Really, it is. And do you think that things are getting better or worse with the AIDS virus?
That's kind of how you would look at it. Unfortunately, the urgency of fighting this disease is gone. A lot of people don't think of it as that big of an issue anymore. Not like the early 90s and the late 80s where people were dying every single day. Now that we have so many better medications and people are definitely getting better quality of life, it doesn't mean that everybody can, oh yeah, I have HIV, so now I can just take a medication, I'll be fine for the rest of my life. No, there's a lot of side effects with it. There's a lot of different stigma that's involved, which is one of the major things that we're trying to fight right now is the stigma, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks who don't necessarily go out to get treatment or don't want to be seen going into a place where they can receive treatment or get help for everyday things, from nutrition to paying their bills to making sure, you know, do I have enough money to pay for my medication this week, or do I have to go grocery shopping or support my family? So that's a really, really scary thing. So we're trying to break down those barriers and let people know that this still is a very important thing. There still are a lot of people that are infected. The infection rate still goes up every year. And it's not dwindling, and that's mostly because people are living longer.
Sure. And now, being the development director, of course, in charge of the activities, of course, you got, of course, you know, my show, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and singer and songwriter Rola, and of course, and just added, of course, Alexander Entertainment, of course, 93.3 Coast FM with Ted and Brian, and of course, Channel 12, Fox 54, anchor Karen Adams, Nick Ron and Peacotti, of course, honorary chairperson Mayor David Cicilline. Tell me, how stressful is it to organize this? On the same token, how fun is it too?
It's a lot of fun. I love doing it. I think it's great. I put together a lot of different events, like you had said. And there are times where I have two events, three events a month,
mm-hmm.
or one, like right now I have one every single week for 6 weeks.
Really?
So it's definitely a lot of work. It's a lot of fun. It's great. I wouldn't say it's all that stressful.
Okay.
I mean, there's definitely stress involved because it's a job.
Sure.
And there's definitely times where it's like 9:30 at night and I'm like, wow, I still have another hour here that I need to get some more work done. But overall, it's great. I love the fact that I am helping folks who are dealing with this disease.
Sure.
I've always worked in nonprofits. I think that it's much better. I can sleep at night. I'm not really making a rich man richer.
Exactly.
I'm helping people to make their lives better no matter what it is. Like I said, from marriage equality to domestic violence to HIV and AIDS.
Sure.
And I think that those are really important issues that a lot of people don't necessarily see anymore or don't even think of as being that urgent, that it's all taken care of. And now if I can bring attention to those and really do some stuff with the public relations and the events, then we can make it happen.
Exactly. Of course, you're hearing the sound effects on my son, River. He's so excited that you're here again. and we hold on. Okay, this is, I love this part of the radio because other radio stations or other radio shows are more like they say, okay, you can't have any sound effects in the back. See, we have the windows
open. There's cars driving by.
This is like dancing earlier. Exactly. This is how it's going to be when I broadcast live at the AIDS Walk. You're going to hear like maybe motorcycles going by when I broadcast, you know, and interview Mayor Cicilline, you know. But the live effects are awesome. It's like a unique style.
It shows reality too.
It shows reality, of course. My management company who manages Rolla and the Derek Shapiro Show, Reality Resource Music Management. But I do want to thank you again for stopping by here.
Thank you.
And thank you for having us at the AIDS. And I'm looking at the AIDS Walk, of course, and I'm looking forward to being part of it on June 3rd, of course.
Yep.
And it's been a privilege to interview you too.
Thanks so much. And if anybody wants more information, go to www.aidsprojectri.org.
Yes.
There you can download our brochures, posters, awesome. Do all this stuff, and also register a team online. And we're in the process of doing all that right now. So awesome. If you don't have a team and you want to participate, jump onto the website and do it all now.
And what's awesome about it, people listen to my show right now. You can go on to my sponsor page, and actually, I'm in the process of putting it on my front page too. There's a link, so we'll go on to your website.
To our website, great.
Yes, and on rollerzone.com, her sponsor page, and you can go on there, and it'll be a link to the www.aidsprojectrhodeisland.org.
Great, so and at any time, if you just want to know what the project is doing, definitely check out the website. There's always stuff about the events that we're doing, collaborations, all sorts of things. So if you're just bored and you're like, hey, what can I do? Just click on there. And we're always looking for volunteers, too.
Sure, that's awesome. Well, thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
Yes, and up next is Rolla, but first, we're going to be playing Nickelback, If Everyone Cared, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
From underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars and satellites.
Everyone
Duke Silver Real Estate, quality service and integrity. Over 18 years of service, go see my friend Duke R. Silver, broker, principal, and proprietor at 784 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Again, 784 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His telephone number is 401-728-6431. Again, 401-728-6431. You can email him at duke@dsre.necoxmail.com. So go see my friend again, Duke Silver Real Estate, quality service and integrity. All right, now we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course, with the motorcycles in the background. Get a nice air in the studio right before the Cotties come here. And we're up again with, of course, you all know her, my wife, Rola.
How do you say it like you're constipated?
I am. No, I'm just kidding. Put the mic a little closer to you so you can so the audience can hear you.
Yeah, well, you say it like you're constipated. Stop, big man.
Of course, River wants to be on the radio, too. Oh, River. Okay, now, welcome back, of course, okay? And now, of course...
Oh, please, I've been on here before.
Yes, you have. But I never interviewed you here on White Noise Radio, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like the studio a lot.
Yes, yes. Now, of course... now, you're a sponsor, of course, of the AIDS Walk as well here on www.rollerzone.com.
Yeah.
And why did you want to become a sponsor this year?
Well, it's good to give back to, you know, the community and stuff like that. And I can't remember, but I heard a story about a friend of a friend that, you know, was going through, you know, with AIDS and stuff like that. So,
sure.
I don't know, it's just good to sponsor something that you believe in, you know what I mean?
And River does too. River believes in it too.
I guess he does.
Yes. Now also, are you going to sing a few songs there? And tell me, what can people expect to hear? Or will it be a surprise on June 3rd?
I'm just going to sing. It's what I was blessed to do. And
exactly.
I'm just going to, you know, do what I do best. And,
sure.
And, you know, people will... enjoy.
River, I think, is a little bit tired, but that's all right. We have our son in the studio, of course. Me and Rola, husband and wife, of course.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yes. Now, you actually gave a sample on the Tad and Brian show. I'm going to give props to them, okay, on WSNE 93.3 Coast
yes,
FM.
Yes, definitely.
Because last month, back in April, there was a breakfast going on, Newport Creamery they were doing, mm-hmm. 93 cents breakfast. So I said, okay, we just got to go down there, you know?
No, and not just because of that, because you wanted to eat, too.
Yes, I wanted to eat. Big me, I wanted to eat. River, you know? Now, yeah. River, you can't touch the microphone now, River. Now, River wants to touch the microphone. Now, you're on the Tad and Brian morning show, okay?
Yeah.
It was funny because... on the spur of the moment, you sung.
Right.
And they interviewed you, and they interviewed me as well.
Right.
And next month, when we do the AIDS Walk, I'm going to get Tad and Brian on my show, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, Rola, could you sing the song that you did for the Tad and Brian show? He's going to do it for the Derek Shapiro show, of course.
I'll sing that one?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the name of the song again?
It's called First Day, but this song, I give a lot of titles because I can't never remember the first one that I gave, but I just call it First Day, but anyway.
Okay.
First day I heard you said hello, I'm walking by and I looked at you with a smile across the world. Your eyes, my eyes don't lie, they'll tell a story like how God knows your soul. That eye contact was for real, and what I felt was for sure. You can't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause what you did and said was strong. No, wait, no, you're the one, you're such in denial.
All right. Thank you, Rola.
Yeah.
Yes, Rola.
I can sing to you anytime, Doc.
Yes, you can. But now, but my audience, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I hear you.
Now, I have a question, Rola. What was it like? Now, this is the first time you ever did this. What was it like to sing at Newport Creamery?
It was awesome because, first of all, a big no-name radio station put me on
WSNE.
Which was WSNE 93.3.
Yeah.
And I had a crowd. They were enjoying their breakfast along with a side dish of Rola.
Yes, and of course we saw the new our good friend, the owner of New England Pest Control, Steve Goldman.
Right.
And Steve Goldman says we could take a picture of the top of the big blue bug anytime we want. You know, that's cool. And we saw Jim Taracani from NBC 10 there. So I asked Jim Taracani, says, you can be on my show anytime you want, you know? So, but anyway, we're going to be back with Rolla. But first of all, pick out one of your favorite songs of yours.
Rock Band?
No. We'll do that later. But we'll pick out one of your favorite songs of yours.
Of mine?
Yeah, from the past.
Which one did I say? I think I did Diamond in the Rough.
Okay, let's do Diamond in the Rough. Okay. Here, I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show! Gent, Sandwich and Stuff. Go visit them at 7A Commerce Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. Again, 7A Commerce Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. Everything from pancakes to crepes to omelets. Oh, yes, they have lunch starting at 11 a.m., breakfast all day long. Hours, Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Close Monday and Tuesdays. So go visit them. Van Gent, Sandwich and Stuff, 7A Commerce Street. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Rolla, Doc, just Rolla.
Of course, my former co-host of the Derek Shapiro Show. Back in the day when we first started the Derek Shapiro Show, you used to be my co-host all the time. What happened?
The thing to do is just sing. I want to get out there and be recognized for my talent.
Yes.
Just like Beyonce and Christina Aguilera, but I want to work with them.
Sure, exactly. Which you will, Rolla. I know you will. And let me ask you, you're doing a lot of touring now from city to city and state to state.
Thanks to my management. I got the best management in the world.
And who's that, if I may ask?
His name is, he used to be known as Scotty T, but it's Derek Shapiro on the
Yes. And what is it?
Also known as Doc.
Yes. Well, I do have a Doc. That's my nickname that she gives me. But I do have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What does it take to get a new audience interested in your music?
Oh, wow. That's...
When you go on tour to the States?
Singing, I guess. You never know, honestly. I have a lot of people approach me, and that tells me that they're interested.
Okay, but what does it take, actually?
What does it take?
Yes.
What's
your style of getting them interested in your music when you go to state, new audience?
Oh, singing like no other, and, you gotta move and let people, you know what I mean? It's almost like making... making love. You gotta let them see that on stage while she loves her music, you know what I mean?
All right. Now you also write 99% of your songs, of course.
Yes.
Because not all of the songs you have written, but the 99% of the songs, tell me about the process it takes to write a song.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Well, when I live with a person, when you're married to a person like Derek Shapiro, of course, you come up with a lot of songs, and he gives you a lot of ideas. Also, my children gives me a lot of ideas, and, you know, everything around me, people, life in general, you know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure, and
sometimes my ideas come when I'm on the toilet.
All right. let's just flush that. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay, now I have a question. So that's where a lot of the inspiration comes, okay?
Yeah.
So what do you think, when do you think, okay, Rola, mm-hmm. I know, of course, our son over here wants you, but I have a question. Rola,
yeah.
When do you think we can hear a new CD from you after the songs are released from this mixtape, Obstacles?
Soon.
How soon?
Probably, I think my manager said next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the beginning.
Well, knowing him, he'll probably want to push it by the end of this year.
so do you think beginning of 2008 or the end? What would you want?
Probably the end of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And please pick out a rock song for me now before we go. Before the Cotties Brothers come in here, Nick Ronapi, waiting. Okay.
Well. Besides Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses is one of my favorite rock bands. Yeah,
I don't know. You love rock.
I love rock.
No, I know, but the audience didn't know it. But yeah. You're an R&B singer.
Yeah, well, I just don't love R&B. I love rock. Okay. Rock.
What song should we play by them?
Don't Cry.
Okay, you like that song, huh?
Oh, I love it.
All
yes.
right. Okay, before we get to the Cotties Brothers, of course, we're gonna play "Don't Cry" by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show!
Talk to me softly, there's something in your eyes. Don't hang your head in sorrow. Inside, I've been there before. Something's changing inside you, and don't you know? Don't you cry tonight? I still love you, baby. Don't you cry tonight? Don't you cry? Give me a kiss before you tell me goodbye. Don't you take it so hard now, and please don't take it so bad. I'll still be thinking of you and the times we had. Tonight. No.
America's foremost martial arts center. Go see my friend Jesse Harding. Yes, he's chief instructor and director, MACAGS. Go to 823 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. 823 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. His phone number is 401-847-0184. Again, 401-847-0184. From everything from self-defense and fitness for men and women and children. Go visit him online at www.valarismartialarts.org. Again, www.valarismartialarts.org. Yes, go visit Valari's, America's foremost martial arts center. See my friend Jesse Harding. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Okay. Welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com from Cotty's Furniture, Nick, Ron, and Pete. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Or afternoon or nighttime. They could be listening whenever now.
Good day.
Yes, good day. Now, tell me, I ask a lot of people this, you know, who's been on my show in the past. Do you three guys feel like celebrities or just normal business guys?
We're just normal guys. We just we put on our pants one leg at a time like everybody else.
And we clean the bathrooms just like everybody else.
Papers in the parking lot, the whole thing.
Well, actually, I don't actually clean the bathroom myself because my wife, Rola, does not like how we clean anything.
Well, we grew up with the business, so it's not something where it happened all of a sudden.
Sure.
And we certainly don't consider ourselves celebrities or stars or anything else. We're just normal people.
Sure, sure. And, of course, you're famous for your unique style of your commercials, of course. What are some of your favorite past commercials that you've done?
I think the old ones, you know, when you go back, people a little bit older, we did the Tenors, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a breakout spot. Salty Bryant, of course, a Rhode Island icon who's passed, was a wonderful gentleman, and we had some great spots that we did with Salty. Probably the most memorable being on Salty's Beach, and where we had naked people walking by.
Really?
Pseudo-naked. They were made-believe naked, although a lot of the people on the beach that day were watching.
Really?
So the Tenors were fun, and but some of the most recent stuff, too, we had some great spots with all our staff in it. And that's probably the most fun spots because we get to showcase a lot of people behind the scenes that normally aren't out front and bring a lot of the warehouse people and office people out and put them on TV. So they had a blast.
Sure. That's awesome. And there are a lot of news stations that has your commercial on all the time. You know, I don't think there's a news station that does not have, you know, your commercial on. But, you know, like you sponsor the weather, closed captions, sponsors on the radios. You know, what is it like knowing that you're in the media more than the president of the United States or governor in Rhode Island, you know?
Well, I don't know. It's different because you listen to it all the time, so sometimes maybe we're a little bit immune to it. But it's one side of it is great because we get to get our message out to the public.
Sure.
And it's a wonderful thing because the public understands who we are and what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much a positive. It is something you just kind of take in stride and do as you go along. It does take away your privacy to much of the degree in the sense that you go nowhere without somebody knowing you. But
sure. And what makes your furniture store stand out, do you think, other than the stores around here or even in southern Massachusetts?
Well, we like to look at the selection of furniture. Our stores are what we call big boxes, so we have a huge selection, a little bit larger than any of the other competitors out there. We look at the level of service that we provide. We are a family-run organization. We are here. Our staff, most of our staff has been with us for a long time. We have well over 600 to 700 dedicated, hardworking people that we feel as though do a great job. But it's quality, selection, service, and then price. And Nairobi guarantees the lowest prices on anything that is comparable.
Sure, sure. And with being in business since 1928, you know, you must know, you know, of course, people know that you know the, you know, what you're talking about in the furniture business, and you keep a successful business running and for a long time. But what advice can you give to other entrepreneurs like myself or other people getting started in a successful business?
Stay close to it. Stay close to your people. Understand your service or your product, whatever you're selling. And don't screen your phone calls. Make sure you answer people, you call them back, that you give people a good level of service. People just want to be dealt with honestly. They want a fair price. They want to be serviced properly. They want to be serviced professionally, and just don't run away from issues. If you have an issue, deal with it, and people will respect you for it.
Sure.
There is one thing, though, we need to clarify. We have not been there since 1928. That was our grandmother, then our dad, and then us. We're not that old.
No.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that. Although we could be, you know.
Well, thank you. Now we're going to take a little break. We're going to play a song first, Love Jones, by, of course, my wife, Rola, who's also a sponsor of the AIDS Walk. Here is Rola Love Jones here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay. Up with the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack out now. New hits by Neil Salisbury, No Tomorrow Morning, and Mondo, Leaving Home Tonight. Also featuring Malevolent Snickertooth and Word Police, Mondo featuring Rola Without You, and Rola in London. Oh, yes, the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack out now. Go visit www.derekshapiroshow.com. Again, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now we are back with Nick Ron and Pete Carty from Carty's Furniture, of course. And the reason, of course, you're here today is because of the AIDS Walk, of course, we're all involved in. Please tell me how and why you guys became involved with this.
Well, it started 20 years ago. We were there day number one with a team from our stores. We had people within the company that wanted to get involved. We thought it was a great great cause. It affects everyone. No one person is affected by this. No one group of people is affected by this. It just affects the entire population, and we felt as though it was a great way to get awareness out there, because there are a lot of people had false impressions of what this disease is or was.
Right.
And feel as though we've come a long way in the past 20 years, so we're very happy to have been involved and still involved.
Sure. And now at different events, you bring your lookalike costumes with you. Did you ever get a chance to go in the costumes yourself?
Well, I've only done it once. That's a tough task, but the costumes are fun,
mm-hmm.
but you need to be a little bit smaller. I'm not a big guy, but they still need to be a little bit smaller sure. than me. But they do a great job. They have sure. great personalities. They get along with the people great. The kids love them. They have a lot of fun. But I'm a little too claustrophobic.
That's fine. Now, how exciting is it to speak with your customers so close at events like this and give them back to the community?
It's great to be out with people, whether we're here today recording the show and get to talk to customers that are just walking down the street, people in the stores, or at events. The AIDS Walk is a wonderful time to talk to people. A lot of people show up for the event.
Right.
You mentioned your lovely wife's going to be performing there, so she'll get to be out with a lot of people. And when you just get everyone out together, out in the in nature, so to speak. At least we're outside. I don't know if we're out in nature in the woods,
sure.
but at least we're outside.
Yes.
It really has that communal spirit that really helps us all know that we're part of the same, the same society, that we have to help each other.
Exactly.
And it's just a wonderful experience. So for everyone to come out and support the cause is a great thing. We've been doing it for many, many years since the beginning. But until you experience it, you don't know. So you really got to just get out there and do it.
Sure. And of course, people can pick up a copy of the pledge forms at all the Cotties locations, of
yes,
course?
We have them at all locations. Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick in South Attleboro, also in South County and in Fall River.
Awesome.
They can also go to our website or the AIDS Project Rhode Island website, and for details and information is on both sites.
Sure, and your site is www.cotties.com?
Correct.
Awesome, awesome. And of course, the AIDS Project, www.AIDSProjectRhodeIsland.org. So,
correct.
Yes. All right. Well, I do thank you guys for being here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show once again.
And thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And before we go today, we're going to be playing one more song. Here's a new song from Mondo off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. Here's Leaving Home Tonight. Roll this favor.
Flashes back every
Every door that's been slammed, every wall that's been smashed, it all comes clear. I don't wanna be here. Every day, same shit, that's why I must leave here. Yeah, I'm nervous and I'm scared, insecure, unaware that the life out there, man, it ain't so clear. But my talent is my pride, I won't let my dreams die. Hold my head to the sky, I will survive. I can't live like this no more. Much to do, things to prove. Goodbye home tonight, I leave you. Goodbye home. I can't live like this no more. I won't live like this no more. No more. I can't live like this no more. No more. I won't live like this no more. So much to do, things to prove. Goodbye home tonight, I leave you. Goodbye home.
This is Nairobi, Nick, Ron, and Pete Carty from Carty's Furniture Superstores.
And you're listening to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show
at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Carty's Furniture presents the 20th Annual AIDS Walk Rhode Island.
Walk like you've never walked before.
Sunday, June 3rd, 2007, at Roger Williams Park Carousel in Providence, Rhode Island.
A 3-mile walk to benefit the programs and services of AIDS Project Rhode Island.
Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 10 a.m.
Join Honorary Chairman Mayor David N. Cicilline, Eyewitness News Anchor Karen Adams, Coast 93.3 Morning Show host Tad Lemire and Brian Mulhern, and DJed by Alexander Entertainment.
And myself, Rola.
And myself, me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
So register online at www.aidsprojectri.org. Sponsored by Carty's Furniture, 93.3 Coast FM, WPRI Channel 12, Fox Providence, Rola Zone, www.rolazone.com, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Sabet's Auto Sales. Go visit them online at www.sabetsautosales.com. Again, www.sabetsautosales.com. Yes, go visit them at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-722-1818. Yes, everything from used cars that you want. Sabet Auto Sales. Again, the phone number is 401-722-1818. Go visit them at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Sabet's Auto Sales. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. All right, and we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Thank you, of course, to Stephen Hogan from AIDS Project Rhode Island. Thank you to my wife, Rola. Thank you. My son, River, of course. Yeah, he was in the background. To all the motorcycles in the out in the street, you could hear. And thank you to Nick, Ron, and Pete Carty from Carty's Furniture. Please join us all for AIDS Project Walkathon, Sunday, June 3rd, of course. Go on to www.aidsprojectrhodeisland.org, ri.org, rather, aidsprojectri.org. And in addition to that, I want to thank David Pezza, my producer, once again. Thank you for being my producer of my show today. Next month, of course, you can join me. I'm going to be broadcasting from the AIDS Walk, June 15th. And I'm going to be taping it June 3rd, so please come out, support. You can hear me broadcast, interview Mayor Cicilline, David Cicilline, and Karen Adams from WPRI, Fox 64, and of course, maybe getting Tad and Brian on the show from 93.3 Coast FM, Return the Favor. So until next month, you have a great month. Bye-bye.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.